finance and economics.
Golden Goldin. A Nobel for an economist who has overturned assumptions about gender equality.
On the morning of October 9th, the National Bureau of Economic Research circulated a working paper to economists around the world entitled Why Women Won. In the paper, Claudia Goldin of Harvard University documents how women achieved equal rights in American workplaces and families. Rather fittingly, a few hours later, Ms. Goldin was announced as the winner of this year's Economics Nobel Prize for advancing our understanding of women's labour market outcomes. Having been the first woman to be granted tenure at Harvard's economics department, Ms. Goldin is now the third woman to have won the subject's Nobel Prize. Taken together, her research provides a comprehensive history of gender labour market inequality over the past 200 years. In telling this history, she has overturned assumptions about both historical gender relations and what is required to achieve greater equality in the present day. Before Ms. Goldin's work, economists had thought that economic growth led to a more level playing field. In fact, Ms. Goldin showed, the Industrial Revolution drove married women out of the labour force as production moved from home to factory. In research published in 1990, she demonstrated that it was only in the 20th century, when service sector jobs proliferated and high school education developed, that the more familiar patterns emerged. The relationship between the size of Western economies and female labour force participation is U-shaped, a classic Goldin result. Ms. Goldin's research has busted other myths too. Lawrence Katz, her colleague and husband, marvels at her ability to trawl archives to fill gaps in the historical data on women's work. Simple statistics, such as the female employment rate, were mismeasured because when surveyed, women might respond, "I'm a housewife," notes Ms. Goldin, even if they manage the family business. Once corrected, the employment rate for white married women, for example, was 12.5% in 1890, 5 times greater than previously thought. Her findings also showed that the gender wage gap narrowed in bursts. Women's wages rose relative to men's in 1820 to 50, and then again in 1890 to 1930, before shooting up in 1980 to 2005. What drove these bursts? The initial two came well before the equal pay movement and were caused by changes in the labour market. First, during the Industrial Revolution. Second, during a surge in white-collar employment for occupations like clerical work. For the third and most substantial drop in the late 20th century, Ms. Goldin emphasises the role of expectations. If a young woman has more say over when and whether she will have a child, and more confidence that women can work in a wide range of jobs, she may invest more in the future, such as by staying in school for longer. In work published in 2002, Ms. Goldin and Mr. Katz detailed the example of the contraceptive pill, which was approved in 1960 and gave women more control over decisions about children.